welcome back to another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, a production of the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Well, folks, glad to have everyone back here for another Monday night show here. We got a great, great show lined up for everybody. We're going to talk to Bobby McCarty here in just a little bit about his big win that he had this past Saturday night in the Hampton Heat 200 at Langley Speedway. But before we get started, I want to send a prayer request out. Some of our racing family was in a very serious accident on Friday night. Justin Milliken, Terry Evans, Adam Fulford, and his son Adam Jr. was involved in a very serious car crash down there on their way home after practicing at the racetrack there Friday. Adam Sr. and Adam Jr. Was treated and released. Justin Milliken has some vertebrae broke in his back, and he's in pretty bad shape. But Terry Evans is the one that's the most seriously injured. He's in ICU on ventilators and not doing very good. He is at times alert. I talked to his sister a little bit today, and he is alert at times, and then he goes back into an induced coma. But they say when he comes to, you know, for those few seconds at a time, then he looks at people and points at people. So, you know, it's in God's hands, but just wanted to put that out there. And, you know, we're all one family when it comes to racers. So I wanted everybody to say a little prayer for Justin and Terry, and hopefully everything's going to come out all right, and they'll pull through this. But now we're going to go ahead and bring our guest. We had him on here just a few weeks ago. We want to welcome back to Stars Radio, Bobby McCarty. Welcome back, Bobby.
Thank you, sir. Thank you again for having me.
It's definitely our pleasure there, Bobby. You know, we talk about this from time to time on our show. We have a fairly decent success rate. People come on our show, and they have a tendency to go out and win races after the day on the show, and you did the very same thing. I'm glad you kept keeping our tradition up to date there with that big win there in Hampton, Virginia this past weekend.
Oh, I'm glad to keep it going too. Trust me, that's definitely, you know, one of the biggest wins in my career.
Well, Bobby, you went to Langley Speedway, and you've not been there and raced in the past, and you went there, and tell us a little bit about your day there, you know, how it started out, and we all know you wound up in Victor Lane, so we know how it ends.
Well, we, you know, we tested all day Friday, and we was happy with the car. We didn't, you know, set no blazing speeds, but the car was consistent, and it drove really good, so, you know, it really wasn't a surprise when we only qualified 12th. And the whole name of the game was, you know, save tires. You know, my teammate Timothy, he told me a lot about the track's really abrasive, almost kind of like Myrtle Beach. So he told me before the race, the more you slide them early, the more it's going to hurt you later on in the run. So I took that to heart, and, you know, we fell back a little bit too much at the beginning, and we was 10th at halfway, and once we got to halfway, you know, David Triplett, my crew chief, he told me to start pushing it, and we start picking them off one at a time, and things just fell into place for us from there on out.
Well, you know, I watched it on Fans Choice TV, and I was really impressed with the racing that was going on. CE and Phillip put on just a hell of a race the first portion there. Just, I mean, Phillip was just dogging CE. Seemed like he was really trying to push him really hard, maybe to make him use up some of his stuff. And then the second half of the race was a little bit different story, you know. Started seeing some new cars come into play the second half. Nick wound up getting up there racing with CE, and then next thing I know, there was Bobby up there racing for the lead there, and just a fantastic race between you guys. About five or six of you that was consistently at the front. You know, you go to a place like Langley, it's a hard track to get around because of the characteristics of it. Was that something that it took you a while to get used to, or did you rely on what Timothy Peters had relayed to you about the track?
Well, I had a break. You know, as a race car driver and most of the tracks we go to, when you get into the corner and the car sets and rotates, your first instinct is to pick the throttle back up. Keep everything set the way it is, and, you know, keep the car rotated and everything. And that is not the case at Langley. You know, I was talking to Austin Thaxton, and he said, yeah. He said, whenever you think you need to pick up the throttle, wait about three car lengths later. And right. So all day Friday, I had to work on, you know, just my normal reflexes as, you know, as soon as the car rotated, get back into the gas. And it took me a while to, as, you know, Timothy and David would say, not rush the center. And then once I got that part figured out, the rest kind of come to play. But I watched, the team was giving me junk about it all week, but I was watching videos all week. My dad kept telling me not to worry about it. I was going to figure it out. And I'm like, no, I don't think you looked at the track the way I have. But, I watch videos of just different people, you know, throughout the week, trying to just get used to seeing the tracks. That way, you know, once I finally got on, it would be such a shock. But there was definitely a bunch of stuff I had to get used to. That racing on a track with no banking is something, you know, entirely to itself.
It is, and you know, Bobby, I spent 11 years there at Langley Speedway, so I fully understand that racetrack and how hard it is to get around there. And, you know, there's not too many, and I'm going to call you an outsider, that come in there and outrun people like the Edwards and Wirtz and the guys that run there on a regular basis. You know, that's an accomplishment in itself, you know, and then to wind up in Victory Lane with that big $10,000 check.
Yeah, and I mean, those guys are tough. You know, C, Greg, Phillip, Peyton Sellers made the trip. Mark Wirtz, Matt Waltz. I mean, there's 10 cars there that race every week that have the chance of, you know, going home with the win. You know, so for us to come away with it still has me in disbelief a little bit. It's just not really, you know, sunk in yet. But you know, the caliber of the field that was up there was just unbelievable.
It is. I mean, the caliber of racers there is the kind of guys you see at the big late model race at Martinsville Speedway. I mean, you know, you have, you know, 20 cars that could win if they hit the setup just right and play their cards right and save their equipment and use it when they need to use it just at the right time. And Langley is a great facility. Bill Mullis, since he's taken over the racetrack, has just done tremendous things with that racetrack up there. I love Bill Mullis. I love what he's done with the racetrack there. And you know, I talk a lot about Ron Barfield, about how he treats his fans and drivers down there. But Bill Mullis is right there with Ron Barfield. Bill Mullis is a former racer, so he understands both sides of that there. He's wore both of them hats there. And I'm glad to see the Hampton Heat come back to Langley. You know, we had some issues last year with the racetrack being shut down and everything. Glad to see it back here in 2017.
Oh yeah, you know, like I said, it was our first time ever going, and you know, they made me feel like I was home. You know, they welcomed you right in. Even, you know, Friday we was down there, and I think the heat index was like 106 or something, and they told us, oh, if you need anything, you can borrow our personal trucks, whatever. Just let us know. We'll make sure it happens. I mean, they bend over backwards for their racers. And like I said, they welcomed everybody right in. I mean, it was, and the pre-race activities, I mean, just everything that went on with that event is, you know, up there with the top of the bigger races in the late model stock series. But they put on a heck of a show down there. And, you know, the way the track set up is, it puts on some of the best racing I've seen for sure.
Well, you know, a friend of mine, Corey Latham, put it up on his Facebook last night. I was looking, and he said that the pre-race festivities that they had there at Langley this past weekend was, you know, the kind you see at a cup race. And that's just the kind of person that Bill Mullis and his crew is over there, that, you know, they put on just a well of a show. Somebody sent me a message a little bit ago, said there was a picture of you and Victor Lane, said you had some damage to the driver's side of your car and wants to know how you got that damage. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got them donuts?
Yeah, we started on the outside, and I don't know what I could have done different. I tried a lot of things, but I could just never get my car to rotate on the high side. And Nick Smith started third on one of the restarts, and he would kind of arc his straighter into the corner down the flat. So he was giving me some more room on entry. So I tried getting down a little bit further, so that way I was more towards the preferred line. And we got together right there in the middle one, so probably more my fault than his fault. Yeah, us and the 12 car Nick Smith got together right there. I think it was around 35 or 40 laps to go.
Well, that's racing there. The same person actually has another question. They said there's a lady in the picture there that's overcome with emotions there and want to know who that person is. Can you tell us who that is?
Yeah, that's my mom. She, you know, she's always stood behind my racing career, you know, when I was six. And she was diagnosed with cancer around the time I was 12. And, you know, she was still at the racetrack every weekend, cheering me on and standing behind me and making sure I had everything I needed to go race. So she, you know, when, especially with this win, you know, like I said, the biggest win of my career, she come to pieces right there. She was giving me a hard time at halfway because we was only 10th. And I was like, Mom, you know, I got to save tires. Like, don't worry. I know what I'm doing. And she's like, but you're only 10th. You know, she's getting all caught up in the moment. And I'm like, Mom, I got this. I know what I'm doing. But yeah, she got really emotional there. I actually talked to Dad this morning about it. And he said she got up this morning getting ready to go to work. And she almost started breaking down again because she, you know, she's been there since day one, you know, and to see stuff like that, you know, to see her that happy, that it's got her that emotional, you know, it means the world to me.
Well, I think it's awesome there, Bobby, and pass that along to your mama. I know that quite a few other people that have seen this picture kind of thinks the same way. You mentioned tires. The last question this person that sent me the message is, asked me about your left front tire. I said it looks like it's almost flat. Were you having some tire issues there, or was that just the kind of air pressure you were running?
That's just the air pressure. They kept telling me to save tires. Actually, the guys on the crew messaged me today. They was cleaning the tires off, and they told me I saved a little too much, which I reckon that's a good thing. But yeah, you know, it was so hot, you know. You got to kind of start the air pressures a little low so that way they don't balloon on you and just get really slick and not have any grip.
Well, also in this picture, I see someone that's a very good friend of mine. And in my years of being around Langley, I know one of the first persons that's going to be at your race car door in Victory Lane is Reverend Potter with a cold bottle of water in the summertime. And man, that man has been at the racetrack for many, many years, and he is just an awesome, awesome person. And it's great to see him in this picture here with you in your car. And like I say, he's standing there with that cold bottle of water as he always has there in Victor Lane. And I love me some Reverend Potter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't drink that water. They attacked me with water as soon as I got halfway out, so I had to return the favor.
Okay. But, well, yeah, Bobby, you know, we talked to you a few weeks ago. We talked about, you know, your remaining schedule, where you plan on running. You know, you've had great success down at South Boston this year. Now that you've won a big race over there at Langley, are we going to see you at maybe some of the other big races here in 2017?
You know, right now we're still focused on finishing the year out of South Boston and getting ready for the last leg of the Triple Crown in Martinsville. Is still our plan as of now. So we'll, you know, we're it's a long shot for us to win the championship at South Boston. But, you know, just like Langley, there's a lot of great race cars that they come down there week in and week out. So we're just looking to keep riding this momentum that we got going for us and get as many wins as we can before Martinsville comes around.
That's right. Well, Bobby, as before, I want to give you an opportunity to thank some of the people that helped you out this past weekend, crew members, family, friends, sponsors, anybody out there that you want to recognize. Please take this opportunity to recognize them.
Yes, sir. I definitely got to thank Autos by Nelson, Valley Star Credit Union, Liquid Performance, Blue Ridge Color Company, Honda Generators, Goodridge, A&E Race Cars for the great chassis they put out, Daryl Poe for the awesome engine, BST Shocks, Arai Helmets, you know, and then, you know, my whole crew, David Triplett, Marcus Richmond, Timothy Peters, Barry Nelson, the Three Amigos that do all the fabrication and setup and stuff, and just the rest of the crew.
Well, Bobby, hopefully I'm going to have an opportunity to run across you somewhere before a late model race at Martinsville, because I will be at that race. But if I don't run across you before then, I'll make sure I come down, introduce myself, shake your hand, and congratulate you in person on your great win there at Langley Speedway. And, man, anytime you got anything you want to promote or talk about, we'd love to have you back on the show here.
Yes, sir. Again, like I said, thank you so much for having me on. I enjoy being here.
It's definitely our pleasure. And, man, now we've had you on the show a second time. Not trying to put any pressure on you, but hopefully I'll see checker flag at your next race.
I hope you do, too. Believe me, we're going to give 110% of what we got and see if we can go get some more.
Absolutely. Folks, that's Bobby McCarty, driver to number 22, late model stock car, winner of the $10,000 Hampton Heat 200 at Langley Speedway this past Saturday night. Folks, I got in a little bit of trouble after we got off the show last week, and I got to correct my issue. Somebody sent me a message and told me I did not send a military unit of the week last week, and I apologize. That was totally my fault. I had it written down here, and I just did not do it. So I'm going to give you two military units of the week this week. The one that I had for last week was the Shaw Air Force Base Reconnaissance Division at Shaw Air Force Base in Sumter, South Carolina. This week I'm going to stick with Air Force Bases. I'm going to go with the Scott Air Force Base out in Scott Air Force Base, Illinois. They have their own little zip code, so I guess they're their own town now. We appreciate all our military for what they do. And, folks, keep me in line. If I mess up and miss them again, send me an email, starsradioshow@yahoo.com. Hit me up on Facebook like a couple people did last week, and we'll make sure that we correct that issue. I want to thank Jeff Gilder for all the hard work he does putting in to make these shows work. And remember, at the 7:30 hour, you got Patrick Reynolds and Speedway Report. And I don't know all the details, but all I know is Patrick has pissed off a bunch of people, and they unfollowed him on social media. So I'm sure you want to hang in there at 7:30 and listen to Patrick Reynolds' Speedway Report and find out what the deal is. What Patrick did to piss everybody off and have them not want to be a member of his social media. Patrick, I'm listening, buddy. I want to find out what it is myself. But we'll see everybody back here next Monday night for another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, a production of the Zeus Radio Network or Racers Reunion Radio. Good night and God bless.
coming down. And everybody knows it's time to go and pillage all. Just look how happy we are now that there's moonshine up there on that hill. And we can't wait to go and get our fill, where the air's thick with whiskey and melody. We'll be dancing round still. Oh yes we will. Joy's been a banking on a big bats tonight, and he's been making moonshine damn near all his life. But his daddy made a living on the wrong side of the law. Top Joey, well, God bless us all, because there's moonshine up there on that hill. And we can't wait to go and get our fill, where the air's thick with whiskey and melody. We'll be dancing round still. Oh yes we will. Moonshine. For now that Joey's behind bars, they threw him in as quick as if he'd been stealing cars. Well, I want you to know I'd help him if there's anything I can do. Lord, I can almost taste that Mountain Dew. Well, there was moonshine up there on that hill. We couldn't wait to go get our fill, where the air's thick with whiskey and melody. We'll be dancing around still. Oh yes we will.
Oh yes we will.
Moonshine.
Sold whiskey for years. I mean, for years and years.
It must have been good stuff.
The King and the Silver Fox sounds like a tale that you read to your kids late at night. This is a story of two Carolina boys who raced with their hearts and their might. Richard was a Tar Heel racing man, the second in his family. His daddy was a two-time stock car champ, everybody knew him well as Lee. Richard earned his crown breaking records, passing Papa Lee for all-time wins. Then in 67, he won 10 straight, 7 titles, made the King out of him. Pearson was born in Spartanburg, at Whitney down by the mill. This charger made his stamp on the racing world with his talent and his nerve and his will. Pearson won for Cotton, Almond, Moody too, 3 titles in just 4 years. Then 7 seasons in Wood Brothers cars, taking honors from all his peers. Yeah, Pearson was born in Spartanburg, and Petty was a Tar Heel man. Nobody can tell you everything, but I'll tell you everything I can. The
Eddie and Pearson who rule. They fall on the track through hell and back, 63 times 1 and 2. They're 1 and 2 in victories, both records that'll always survive. King Richard finished with 200 wins, Silver Fox with 105. When they'd ask the king who can beat them all, he'd say old Pearson's the best. When they'd ask the Silver Fox the same thing, he'd say, I can't argue with the king, I guess. Yeah, Pearson was born in Spartanburg. Eddie was a Tar Heel man. Nobody can tell you everything, but I'll tell you everything I can. Well, nobody can tell you everything, but I'll tell you everything I can. The King and the Silver Fox sounds like a tale that you read to your kids late at night. But this is a story of two Carolina boys raised with all their...
And when I get well, and I'm going to get well, I'm going to take a taxi over there, and I'm going to slap the piss out of Paco.
The Don Hamrick Drum Center is located in the heart of Shag City, USA, right on Main Street in downtown North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Since opening in April 2013, the Don Hamrick Drum Center has created an unmatched inventory of drum sets and accessories and has become a full-service music store. With over 35 years of experience, legendary drummer Don Hamrick offers beginner, intermediate, and advanced drum lessons. Check him out by clicking the banner here on Shag City USA or go directly to his site at www.donhamrick.com.
If you wear the wrong boxer shorts, you will experience fallout. If you experience fallout in front of your wife and her friends, you'll become an embarrassment to your wife. If you're an embarrassment to your wife, she may have an affair. If your wife has an affair, you may cause bodily harm to her boyfriend. If you cause bodily harm to your wife's boyfriend, you may end up in prison. And if you end up in prison, you'll be taking showers with prisoners. And if you're taking showers with prisoners, well, let's just leave it at that. Don't shower with prisoners and save your marriage. Buy Ubatuba boxer shorts with his patented off-centered fly at www.ubatubaboxershorts.com. That's U-B-A-T-U-B-A. Ubatuba. So go to ubatubaboxershorts.com or click the banner on this website.